This North Indian restaurant in New Jersey needs to be on your devour list. We stopped by Mocha in Eatontown, and of course we went all out, starting with their house-made mango lassies. Yes, please.
Wow, that's good.
Pani Puri is one of the most popular street foods in India. You need theirs.
That is so good.
Next, their Keema Samosa with their green chutney, minced chicken, and a crispy wonton shell. Their fried chicken lollipops tossed and slathered in their house-made sweet and spicy sauce were the perfect starter, tangy with a nice kick of heat. It's tandoori time. First up, their customer favorite tandoori lobster and shrimp, which get clay oven baked, topped with cilantro and butter, served on a piping hot plate. This was my first time having tandoori lobster, and I think I'm addicted. And you can never say no to tandoori shrimp. Next, their tandoori lamb chops. Marinated New Zealand lamb chops, clay oven baked and drizzled in butter, served with green chutney. Rebecca was a big fan of these. Their tandoori chicken gets served again with a healthy drizzle of butter, absolutely steaming, with their green chutney and their tangy tamarind chutney. This could be the juiciest chicken I've ever tasted. This spot is well known for their butter chicken. Beautifully marinated chicken gets baked in their tandoor to look like this. Chopped up, tossed into a pan with toasted garlic and oil, their butter sauce, heavy cream, some curry leaf, and butter. It all gets mixed together and plated in a bowl with melted butter, cream, and cilantro. Mix it with their basmati rice and yogurt sauce and devour.
Straight up comfort food.
Next up, their apricot lamb korma in a thick sauce with heavy cream and Indian seasoning. It gets plated, topped with cashews and apricot, finished with cream and cilantro. They recommended we combine this dish with their cheese stuffed naan, which gets rolled out, topped with thyme, slammed in their tandoor, brushed with butter, and sliced. The rich, creamy, and sweet sauce goes perfectly with that warm, crispy naan.
Incredible.
Then roasted vegetables get cooked with basmati rice, saffron water, fried onions and cilantro, jam-packed into a clay pot, topped with fresh naan, baked in their tandoor until that naan is golden brown, finished with butter and cilantro, then opened up tableside and served with their yogurt sauce. Now that's how you get your veggies in. For dessert, their three-generation family recipe orange kulfi, which blew Rebecca away.
Complete and utter heaven.
Great spot.